Hey everyone, I need your attention for 1 minute. This is not one of those ads. This is something that has changed my entire life. If you've been listening to this podcast, you know that this is all about personal development as the foundation for everything good in your life. And this podcast is now sponsored by Growth Day, which is the world's first all-in-one personal development app. I mean, oh my gosh, can you imagine having everything all in one place that you need to create the life that you want? Now you can. So if you've been struggling with your motivation, your mood, your productivity, or your purpose, you have to check this out. Growth Day helps you consciously change your life and achieve your potential. It has all the self-improvement tools, motivational classes, and life coaching all in one place. So many of us want to improve our lives, but the question is how? Where do we start? What do we use? How do you get unstuck? How do you make self-improvement stick? Well, research shows how. It's when you consistently journal, track your habits, set goals, learn from empowering mentors, and challenge yourself that you'll be happier, healthier, and more successful. But let me ask you something. Where do you actually do all of your personal development work? I have to tell you that over 300,000 people use Growth Day for a reason. It works. It's the world's number one software for self-improvement. Growth Day has an amazing mindset journal that I absolutely love, a habit tracker, and a goal setting system. In fact, I bet if you went to my stories this week, you probably saw me using the journaling app and telling you to do it too, because it's the first time that journaling has ever actually stuck consistently in my life because of this app. And best of all, Growth Day has live inspirational classes every single week from the world's top motivational speakers and life coaches. These are people who have impacted my life in huge ways. These are mentors who I already knew and loved. In fact, this is something that's so huge for me, you guys. I personally teach a class in Growth Day every single month, and it is one of the most fun things that I get to do, and I'd love to see you there. These classes will truly shift your life. There's always something new that you will learn. So join me and 300,000 achievers growing our lives with actual real intention. Visit growthday.com/Lori for a free trial. Yes, you can try this for free. So go to growthday.com/Lori and go live your best life. You guys, that's growthday.com/Lori. And I can't wait to see you there. Right now, you and me are living out a ritual every single day. We're living out habits. And of these habits, we are living the result. So right now, if I don't like something in my life, it is because I have a ritual of something that is giving me that result. Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. It's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And I'm so glad you're back. You guys, I just came off of kind of a whirlwind week. I love those types of weeks though, where it's just like so many good things packed into one that you get home and you're like, holy crap, what just happened? And also look at all these things that I have to get done in the best way though, right? I get to do these things. That's such a good reframe. Not I have to. I get to do these things. And I went to a weekend with some incredible women. We did a mastermind. We were down at the Montage in Laguna. It's one of my favorite properties, probably in the whole world. I just love where it is. I love the views. I love the ocean. I love the lobby. I love the live piano. I love the feelings I get there. I feel like my entire body and my cells are upgrading when I'm there because I'm like, yes, this is the life that I want. All of this beauty, all of these incredible people and families and just enjoying themselves in this stunning location and property. So if you haven't been there, this is not a Montage ad, but I should get paid for this. I should be getting paid for this. I'll send it to them. We'll see what we can do. But we took the day on Saturday to go and spend about, oh gosh, I think we ended up doing like an hour each on each other's businesses and
the night before we just connected. Saturday, we spent about an hour on all of our businesses with needs and questions. And, you know, like, what is your most important question right now? Your burning question that you want answered for your business. And I think we all left feeling so seen, so connected. And most of all, it was one of the coolest groups that I've been in, just with feeling so accepted and so able to be myself. And for me, that is what I'm gauging all of my relationships off of in my life and all future relationships moving forward is, how do I feel when I'm around these people? Do I feel like I can fully be myself? And if not, it doesn't mean that they're not meant to be in my life. It just might mean that we are more of a transactional, not in a bad way, but like, what are we doing together? What is this particular thing serving? Maybe we're doing something in business together, but maybe we're not going to be those friends for life, right? Maybe I'm not going to have these people in my life a lot. It'll probably be more transactional, which we all have. So it just felt really, really good to not only feel like it was transactional for business in the best freaking way, where we all got to weigh in on each other's, you know, dreams and visions and goals, but also at the dinners, it just felt really also connected on a friendship level, which was really cool, because I've definitely masterminded with people where it was more transactional, but that was the point, right? That was the point. So it just surprisingly served in multiple ways. So I loved it. And then right after I got home, because we're in our Newport home right now, right after I got home, I immediately turned around and flew to Salt Lake City, Utah to go and speak on a panel at the Consumer Summit, which is a summit put on by a woman named Sid Tetro. If you do not know who that is, go follow her because she's doing really big things. She has a company that she has started called Brandless. And essentially, it's like a house for brands that they are purchasing different brands that are good for you brands. So it's really, really interesting. I love it. I love what she's doing. She's doing very big things. So I'm telling you, this is a woman who is incredible to follow. So I want to talk a little bit about the summit, how I felt. And then also I have something else that I want to get to. So I went to the summit, not totally alone, but essentially it is an event with a group of people that I don't really know. So this was outside of the realm of what I'm normally in. So this, again, is probably the second event I've been to like this that is really focused on products, because I am coming out with a product in the fall. So I am really focused on learning how to market this product, how to position myself, and how to connect with the people who can help me get this product out in the world. So this was the event that I was told to be at, wanted to be at, all of the things. So I was on a panel answering some questions more from the influencer and brand partnership perspective, from talking about what I look for in brands when wanting to connect with them and become partners on my podcast, on different things like that. So with that said, I also was there because, you know, outside of that, I was like, okay, I know I'm going to get things from it, but I didn't know because I'd never been to this particular event and didn't know a lot of people. So I always go in like this. If I'm like, you know, should I have said yes to this? Am I even going to add value? Am I going to get things out of it? Whenever I think that, I'm like, oh, you have the wrong attitude about this. You're going in with the wrong energy. So instead I was like, okay, of course I can add value because I have had experience. We all have life experiences. And from those life experiences, there comes a lot of value no matter how you feel. You have to remember that not everyone has had the experience you've had. So it's always going to gain, they're going to be able to gain new insights from it. And, you know, there's the expert in life, the expert around anything is always going to be able to get value out of anything that anyone is saying because you look for it and you look for how they're offering value in a different way than you are offering. So on top of that, I said, okay, I'm going to go and look for the miracles. I'm going to go and connect with people. I'm going to go and get so far outside of my comfort zone that I'm going to go and, you know, ask all the questions and figure everything out and just immerse myself in this world, no matter how uncomfortable I might be. So I went And I had an incredible friend named Randy Garn. He's just this incredible man in Chris and I's life. And he is so generous with his introductions. And he was there and essentially took me under his wing and introduced me to the most incredible people. I literally have never extroverted so hard in my entire life. I swear every second was filled with meeting a new person, having a conversation with them, being really bold and sharing what I do, what I'm looking for, what's coming out, so that they would know what I needed. And this is a really important part of this podcast because I want you to hear what I did. I, number one, went to something that I was unsure about. I was nervous. I didn't know if I could offer value. I didn't know a lot of people there. Number two, I went in and not only did I go and meet a ton of people, but I made sure that they knew what I needed and what I was doing. And I asked questions. And when I didn't understand something, I said, could you clarify? Or I'm so sorry, I'm new. I don't know what that means. Can you explain that? You're using words I don't know. Could you tell me what that means? You know, I'm new at this. And with all of that, I have come home with so many people and contacts to help me in what I am doing. And it just reminded me that we can't get our answers in the same places that we've been going to. We have to go to new places, you guys. Hey, y'all, if you didn't know, Earn Your Happy is now a part of the Growth Day Podcast Network. This is so exciting to me because I have been looking for a really good home for the show for, I can't even tell you, years, literally. And now I've finally been able to come together and collaborate with other people who have incredible shows, and I want to share them with you. One of the shows is Motivation with Brennan Bouchard. And you guys, if you don't know about the beginning of my career, I literally started with Brennan Bouchard's work. It's how I launched one of my very first online courses and membership sites, was because he gives so much advice that you can integrate and implement immediately. And that's what you're going to get on the show. Not just motivation, but you're going to learn exactly how to get your stuff out in the world. And not just that, but Brennan runs in the most incredible group of humans who are really doing the thing out in the world that you want to be doing. So go check it out. Go subscribe to Motivation with Brennan Bouchard. I promise you, this is going to be one of those shows that no matter when you tune in, you're going to get value. Like, it's not one of those that you're like, God, I listened for 30 minutes and I didn't get what I wanted. Like, from the beginning, you're going to get something that changes your life or changes your business. So go check it out. Motivation with Brennan Bouchard. I know you're going to love it. I'm obsessed. So I want to talk about what I also came here to talk to you about on this particular episode, and that is, what is the ritual that we are practicing because to get the exact results that we're living? Because right now, you and me are living out a ritual every single day. We're living out habits, and of these habits, we are living the result. So right now, if I don't like something in my life, it is because I have a ritual of something that is giving me that result. And so I am not getting as much done as I want to be getting done right now in my life. And I will be completely honest with you. It is because I am living the ritual of procrastinating. I am living the ritual of scrolling on my phone. I am living the ritual of not having my exact schedule dialed in. And now, don't get me wrong, I am working really hard right now. But I also know that I have moments where I'm like, oh God, my brain, I feel like I'm so fried. And so I go on my phone and scroll for a while. Or I go on the internet and I look something random up or whatever it might be. You guys know you do it too. And so if I'm getting really honest with myself, during certain hours, if I want to go and take a mental break, instead of getting lost in a rabbit hole and saying, okay, I'm gonna have a mental break for 15 to 30 minutes, I need to go for a walk instead. Or I need to just go and turn the phone off and just lay there and meditate or close my eyes. Because instead of getting caught in these rabbit holes or going and doing something that makes me feel not productive or could actually make me feel worse or could make me take that 15 minutes and it turns into 30 and then it turns into 45, then I have something that is really more concise, right? It's like, okay, I'm going to go set my timer for 15 minutes and close my eyes. God, I sound like an old person. Or I'm going to go on a walk and reset. Like all of these things where it's more productive and it's going to make me actually recharge and feel better rather than make me feel bad. So what is the ritual that you are living? We have rituals around our food, and that you are living the result of your food, right? It's like, okay, well, I have a ritual where I don't plan out my meal. I don't plan out my meals. I don't go grocery shopping. So I'm living the result of just doing mindless eating, of eating crap. And that is the result I'm getting. I'm feeling crappy and I'm not looking how I want. So we are living a ritual, right? You have a ritual in place. You have it. It's just not the one that you want. So what is the first ritual that if you really looked at it, you could change it? And, you know, I just talked about this on a post because I was talking about how I had a ritual of practicing anxiety instead of gratitude. So when I practiced my anxiety, I had a very particular, specific practice. I would wake up and I would look at my phone and I would scroll and I would see what everyone else was doing and how far along they were and all of the achievements they were doing. And this was at the time when I wanted to get into magazines and get on covers and be winning fitness competitions. And I would go look at everybody else who was doing it instead of waking up and getting grateful or planning my day. So I had a ritual of going and comparing myself. I had a ritual of feeling bad. So right away in the morning, I would grab my phone and my ritual was anxiety. My ritual was thinking of my to-do list. My ritual was of getting overwhelmed. My ritual was of compiling a to-do list in my head, but never actually planning it out and getting it on my calendar. So I had a very specific ritual that gave me a very specific result of anxiety. So I practiced it. I knew that practice. I had it down pat. I would wake up and I would wait for that anxiety to hit because I started to crave it. So with that said, I literally started to realize that I had a very specific ritual that I was doing every day. And all I had to do was change what that ritual was when I would start to wake up and notice I would go to the old ritual. So that is when Chris and I created the Power Nine. Literally, this is something that I want you to do. And I want you, I've been talking about it a ton because it's changed my life. It's the biggest thing that changed my life. And I finally created it as a free opt-in for you. And it was the new ritual of gratitude, the new ritual of getting excited, the new ritual of putting in the forefront of my mind what I wanted to manifest. And so this Power Nine is something that I have done every single day, and it replaced the ritual of anxiety and it replaced the ritual of comparison. And I started to say, I'm going to do this thing first. So in order to get that, all you need to do is go and message me on Instagram. All you have to do is message me the word power, and I'm going to send it to you. And I want to know if you start it. I want to know if it changes your life as much as it's changed mine, because right now we all have rituals and I want you to start here. I know that you might have a million things that you want to change, but I want you to start here because it's the biggest thing that changed my life. Just start doing this Power Nine. That's going to take you less than 2 minutes a day. That's it. Less than 2 minutes a day to go through all of these things, either on your own, out loud, or in your journal, or with your partner, or with your best friend. And it is a game changer, because it's going to get you focused on what you want. It's going to put you in the right mindset. And you're going to remember, I don't want to do this ritual of anxiety anymore. I want to think about the things that I said in my Power Nine. And it's just going to get you refocused and on target. So you guys, I'm so grateful for you. Head over to my DMs at Lori Harder on Instagram. And all you have to do is write the word power. That is it. And I'm going to send it to you. It's going to prompt you to go through a set of 3 to 4 prompts. And I'm going to send it directly to your inbox. Okay, you guys, please let me know if you do this. Please let me know what you think of the Power Nine, because it changed my life. And until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone. Want to know a huge secret to my success? Okay, not only my success, but just about every single person that I have interviewed on this podcast who is successful has this in common. You guys, they love to journal. They capture their life lessons and what they're grateful for.
But a lot of people don't keep this up consistently. And most people do know that the research shows that journaling deepens your gratitude and increases self-awareness. But did you also know that journaling decreases stress and helps you achieve your goals faster? In fact, journaling is a huge differentiator between average performers at work and high-performing people. It leads to longer-term clarity, confidence, and success. So why don't more people journal? Why didn't I journal consistently? Honestly, they don't like staring at a blank page. It's hard to carry a book around with you or a notepad, and they just don't even know what to write about, or they just forget. That's why I know that you're going to love Growth Day. It's the world's number one system for self-improvement, and it's like all-in-one personal development in an app. And it has an awesome digital journal, and people love it. Growth Day's digital journal has hundreds of research-backed writing prompts for self-reflection, positive mindset, confidence building, and success. I use them all the time, and it makes me think in ways that I typically don't, and it makes me ask myself better questions, which we all know gets better results in our life. It even has prompts that help you develop a daily, weekly, or monthly habit of reflecting on your life and identifying areas to grow. So it's a perfect time of year to start journaling, you guys. When you sign up at Growth Day, you also get systems for habit tracking, goal setting, and scoring, and improving every area of your life. Best of all, I get to teach there too, you guys. I'm so excited. I hope that I get to see you. I teach live in Growth Day every single month with a new topic just for you. So join me there. Start your free trial at growthday.com/Lori. Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast. And I want to make sure that you have my phone number, and I'm not kidding. Did you know that I have a community text number? For real. My phone number is 310-496-8363. This goes directly to my phone. All you have to do is text the word daily to 310-496-8363. And I literally text you every single day, Monday through Friday. I actually just got done 30 seconds ago texting a bunch of people back. And I talk to you all of the time. You guys, people always ask me how I got my community text number and how it works. Well, all you have to do is you can just go to community.com and get your own. Community makes it easy to get a phone number that you can use to build your audience using text. People just text you at your number and they're added to your group. Then you can text them out audios, video links, anything you want. You guys, I text out happy birthday videos. I love to send podcast links, thoughts about life, book recommendations, different events that I'm doing in the local area. Texting gets me out of the noise of social media and directly into your hand. And now you can start texting your people too. Just go to community.com to get your phone number. They give you a 10-digit real phone number, not those weird short codes that look like spam, but it's more than a phone number. Your new number comes with an inbox for SMS and texting. This means you can actually manage your text list from your computer and an app on your phone. You can schedule texts to send at certain times and to certain groups. You can even set up auto replies or let your assistant or customer service team answer your text messages via Community's awesome dashboard. Just go to community.com and ask for a free demo. They'll show you how it works and get you your number. It's time to start texting your audience versus just posting on social media. Everyone uses Community for that. So go check them out at community.com. I can tell you, it's not just great for communicating with my audience, but Chris and I use Community and our texts to also sell out our launches. I'm telling you, you get such an incredible response because you really are creating a true, deep sense of community. And it's so intimate. It's freaking amazing. Go check it out at community.com.